cardiovascular diseases, myocardial infarction and its complications. The 65-year-old female patient had suffered from type 2 diabetes mellitus for 30 years. The disease was controlled by diet and oral prescription antidiabetics medication for the past 10 years. Patient's cooperation was suboptimal, therefore, the range of altered blood sugar level was accordingly higher. Hypertonia developed 6 years ago and blood pressure was held within the threshold limits by oral administration of antihypertensive drugs. Cataract surgery, glaucoma and diabetic retinopathy are worth of mentioning from her history. Neurologic evaluation was initiated for hypoacusis and double vision. The patient was admitted to the county hospital 11 years ago because of anterior wall infarction of the left ventricle, which started 36 hours prior to her admission as she refused to visit her doctor upon noticing the clinical symptoms. The heart infarction was complicated by circulatory insufficiency and pneumonia. Coronarography wasn't carried out. 1 month later, the patient was treated again for sudden onset of lung edema. However, typical complaint of angina was not present. Patient's transfer was required for invasive checkup. Coronarography detected significant LAD stenosis. Angioplasty and stent implantation were performed. 3 years later, patient's hospitalization was required due to progressing anginas. Echocardiography showed thinning of the anterior side of the left ventricular wall near the basis and dilated in an area measuring 3 by 3.5 centimeters. A thrombus was detected attached to the outpouching wall of an aneurysm. Coronarography verified restenosis and newly narrowed segments on LAD. 2 stent implantations were carried out to resolve stenosis. Recent admission was necessitated due to cardiac arrest and consequent resuscitation following crescendo anginas. The patient arrived intubated and ventilated and was treated with the introduction of transcutaneous pacemaker electrodes after detecting grade 3 atrioventricular blockade. The pacemaker therapy was ineffective. Circulatory arrest was detected upon arrival. Following a 30-minute reanimation, the patient received stable transvenous temporary pacemaker and intra-aortic balloon pump treatment. LATA procedure was followed by administration of high-dose vasopressors. Coronarography was carried out and found restenosis on the previously treated LAD stenosis. Moreover, subtotal RCA occlusion was detected as well. RCA stenosis was treated by angioplasty and stent implantation at the same time. Ultrasound, aside previously detected left ventricular aneurysm, revealed that the patient's heart showed extensive anterior apex akinesis, severe left ventricular dysfunction, with no signs of mechanical complication. Delayed reanimations and long-standing circulatory arrest upon admission raised the suspicion of hypoxic brain damage. Hypothermic treatment wasn't possible due to existing cardiogenic shock. Cranial CAT scan detected severe hypoxic brain damage but no signs of intracranial bleeding. Monomorphic, short-time ventricular tachycardia was detected several times. On one occasion, atrial fibrillation was detected with high ventricular frequency. Cordrone treatment was initiated and further arrhythmias were not detected. The patient developed high fever, therefore, hemoculture was performed and ex-juventibus antibiotic treatment was initiated. Second neurologic evaluation was requested. Considering the patient's clinical status and CAT scan results, neurologic improvement was determined unlikely. In spite of introduction of intra-aortic balloon pump, the patient developed hypotonia and died.